So I've got this sound. You know, my neighborhood's kind of quiet, and I hear this sound like a like an outboard motor or a lawnmower, that or a tree trimmer, the chainsaw, that high pitched, like it's gonna come right through your wall. And I open the window, the curtain, and I'm waiting. And it's one of those electric skateboard. Not electric, obviously. If it was electric, I wouldn't hear it. It was a motorized skateboard. Do you ever see these? And they have a little stand-up handle on them. Why are they so noisy? It's some two-stroke a motor. And I see this really tall guy, and I see this young little girl, like barely the height of the handlebars, in front of him. And I don't think she was wearing a helmet. And, I mean, I wasn't sure. I wasn't, it just kind of zipped by me there. It was kind of a little, I don't know if this is the guy that's suggesting that I receive calls. I assume I'm the only one here, right? There's no one on the other end of this phone.
You talking to me?
Oh, are you talking to me? You talking to me? What is
I
that
didn't know
from?
you're talking to the audience. You're talking to your sound engineer, or are you actually on the air with Jim Buckley here?
Jim Buckley, I decided to call you the founding publisher of the Montecito Journal because it's always confusing because your son Tim has kind of taken over, but I want to be interviewing the publisher of something, so I decided you're the founding publisher of the Montecito Journal. What, were you there the whole time?
Yes, I was listening to your story about the motorized.
Well,
Let me see, Dennis.
Richard told me you were hitting the ball, so I thought I had to fill in.
Dennis. Yeah, Dennis just got it real close. Aye.
So you're on,
Okay.
Which course are you on?
Sandpiper.
Sandpiper, a foursome with Dennis Franz, actor, formerly NYPD, Carlos Lopez, owner of Carlitos and Cava and Dos Carlitos in San Ynez.
His son owns Dos Carlitos. He started it.
No.
Not him.
And then a fourth guy from Texas who we don't know.
Name is Howard. Don't know his last name. Okay.
All right. Well, when you have to hit the ball, you put on Dennis. I can say hello to Dennis.
Okay.
I have an acting question for him, actually.
Okay.
So a lot of frivolity here, but in all seriousness, last week I had an attorney on who specializes in contractors. And contract law, and he had just horrible stories about people who were underinsured, people who hired contractors and didn't, who walked out on them, and one situation where someone had flood insurance, but the caveat was that if the flood was caused by fire, you're not covered. So we have Jim Buckley, founding publisher of the Montecito Journal, lives in Montecito. You were not officially asked to leave your property, or were you?
I was evacuated, but I'm going to hit the ball and I'll get right back.
Who's going to come on?
Nobody.
Where are you going to give me to Dennis?
He's up on the green. Can't get to him.
Oh, okay. So where was I? So maybe it was the guy who on the skateboard with handlebars that has put my phone number on. I mean,
Okay.
are you back?
I'm back.
I have all these different stories to tell. Somebody, I keep getting calls from contracting companies in LA asking me if I want to remodel my house. And the front of my house looks kind of decent. The back and the inside needs a lot of work. So I'm just wondering, I'm on some kind of list. They keep calling me. So you had to evacuate. I remember that story. The question for you is the aftermath, the ensuing 7 months since the debris flow and the fire. What do you see going on economically, the flood map, psychologically, businesses rebounding, all that stuff?
Well, it's hard to ascertain because we haven't had enough sales in Montecito, but definitely sales are slowed down considerably.
And I just did that in the first segment, and the number 28% fewer sales. Median price $2,750,000 last year, $2,965,000, but a few weeks ago it was down 35%. So I'm hoping we're seeing a little downward trend and having some more come in, but definitely a big fewer sales. What about the whole climate of people's attitude and businesses and all that stuff?
Well, I got to tell you, we went to this event called the Common Table event, put out by a group calling themselves the, well, in this case, it was the Capps Project, Walter and Lois Capps. Of course, Walter's dead, but they named it after the two of them. And we had 250 people showed up for no apparent reason whatsoever other than to get together in Montecito. And we all sat down at one big table and brought our own food, our own drinks, and had a heck of a time. And so it really made it very clear between that and the 4th of July, the Village 4th parade and celebration, where I think we must have had, and certainly well over 3,000 people showed up. And we
really
had all the providers, and we had any number of kids, and all the schools, every school was involved this time around. I mean, the community involvement is just enormous. So that's a heck of a good sign. And my guess is, yeah, maybe we lost 10, 15% in value, maybe even 20, but it's coming back. It will come back. So. Nice putt there, Howard.
You didn't just call him a putz, did you?
Now, hang on. We got a measuring stick. You got to get in there. He's good. Okay. Nice.
Howard from Texas fills in the foursome with founding publisher Jim Buckley, Dennis Franz, formerly NYPD actor, and Carlos Lopez started Carlitos and Cava.
Yeah.
So what your answer is, so fewer sales, impact on value, but there's actually a house for sale right now.
Ow! Carlos just sunk a long putt, so.
Well, you know, you should have a video on this.
Hang on a second. I'm going to give you Carlos. He's going to talk about his putt there. And,
all right.
You're on the radio. Just talk. Just say hello.
Good morning, Carlos.
How are you?
Good morning, Carlos. This is Mark Schneidman. I'm a Coldwell Banker realtor, and we're doing a live radio interview with Jim Buckley. And he told me that you started Carlito's Restaurant, as well as Cava Restaurant. Is that true? Maybe you're now eating at the restaurant right now. I don't suppose he... Are you there? I don't suppose he's using the phone as a ball. Maybe we got putted right into the hole or in the sand trap, perhaps. We're, you know, Montecito has seen, an impact. I like what he was saying, Jim, about the 250 people showing up at the Common Table and the consensus. But I was about to tell him about a home that's on the market right now that basically is, I don't know if I'd call it almost a shell. Pictures, you see plywood up, and it's the first time I've seen something like that. And, I don't know what's happening with the reimbursement, with insurance. People didn't have flood insurance. They're just taking a hit on that. And so that's the first home that I've seen on the market. But in general, what I want to ask Jim Buckley. Jim, are you there? Is I want to ask him what he sees in the flood zone, in the actual, suddenly we have new. Yeah, Jim, I was mentioning that there's a house on the market, the first time I've seen one that was impacted by the water. And it's a shell. It's a shell. I'll let him, do you have redial on that, or do we need to? All right. So in the bigger picture, about California, I mean, what do we care about? We care about what happens to us locally. Real estate is local. But man, people, I got this email from somebody who is putting their home on the market, and they're moving out of California. They have multiple homes. Four, five, three. And then this, and then three of these. So they're moving out of town. They're moving out of town. And he says, I don't see spending any more money in the state. Hate to be, Jim, you there? Jim Buckley.
I am. I'm here.
So I like what you said about, I was just referencing a client that's owns multiple properties, and they're putting their house on the market in La Jolla, and they had a July 4th there. It was a horrible experience with people taking over the beach, camping out. He's leaving California. Can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
Montecito, insulated from homeless people, insulated from... He was complaining about immigrants on the beach, 5,000 immigrants taking over La Jolla's beach.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't pleased.
And yes, please.
He's selling and leaving California. Are you, you know, is Montecito much more insulated, you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, there is no better climate on planet Earth, virtually. And your beautiful homes with the... architecturally sound and terrific, et cetera. Lots of
historical
land, privacy.
Well,
and you're sequestered from the growth that surrounds us. So, yeah, I would say Montecito's a good place.
Yeah, definitely definitely sequestered. That's a good way to put it. Kind of a little island.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard me mention that I saw a house for sale that was impacted by the flood. It's down tremendously low price compared to what they paid for it. And it's a shell. I mean, it looks like a house at first, normal, but then you start seeing close pictures and you see there's no flooring, no walling, there's plywood up, and windows. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time I've seen a house like that. Do you know anything about the expansion of the flood zones where suddenly homes didn't need flood insurance now do require it?
You know, let me talk to you about that. I'm going to hit the ball, and then I've got a full 10 minutes to get to my ball. So hang on one second.
So the guy from La Jolla, you know, sounds a little racist, but 5,000 immigrants took over the beach, camped out, stayed overnight in tents for 4 days, destroyed the third best zip code in the U.S. When they were driving cars on the boardwalk, we decided to call the police, and the police said they were afraid to go down there, and they wouldn't go down unless there was a death or a shooting. I grew up as a young man and spent the summer surfing and could even... get near the beach, and there he saw someone wearing a T-shirt saying, "I'm illegal and I'm staying here," or "I came here directly and I'm not leaving." It was absolutely horrendous, and they're getting out of California. Now, does that sound racist? You know, I mean, you make that call. I don't think so. There, but I'm seeing this from a lot of people, just getting out of Dodge.
I'm back with you.
Getting out of Dodge. Okay, I hope this is going to be the best round of golf you ever played.
I just had a great drive there, and I did come back. I only bogeyed the first hole. I had a good second, terrible second shot. Third and fourth were excellent, and I just missed the putt barely.
All right, so you mentioned the 250 people at this common table, the great turnout, July 4th.
Yes.
Businesses are reopening. What's happening with the San Ysidro Ranch?
Well, the restaurant will be opening, I think, in September, the Stonehouse and the Plow and Angel. As you know, the Miramar is opening, taking reservations now for January 7th. That's a definite date. The golf course at Montecito Country Club is opening in December, starting to play. So,
And the restaurants at San Ysidro Ranch open when?
They're going to open, he's hoping for October, but it's tough. You know, Ty's a perfectionist. Ty Warner, the man who owns it, has started Beanie Babies. So he's a perfectionist. You never know. He might find something that he's just not happy with, and consequently, the opening date is delayed. But certainly before the Christmas season, it will be open up there, yes.
And did they, what about the the rooms and cabins? Was there a lot of damage up there?
I think they might have lost a dozen that were, you know, fairly... subsumed by mud, but that was at the beginning of the slide, so it was essentially just mud, and of course there were boulders too, but not like it happened further down. So I don't know how long it'll take for him to repair those, whether or not he wants to continue to repair them while he rents out the other rooms. I don't know his plan there.
Now, when you say he lost a dozen, how many did he have to begin with?
I think there are 36 keys there, all told, I believe.
And this is the restaurants are shut down, so the place is completely shut down? Has been?
It has been. They have a staff working, a skeleton staff, but yeah.
Those restaurants are unbelievable. Unbelievably expensive, but unbelievably good as well. Okay, so the businesses came back. The Biltmore was closed. That reopened.
Well, it's like, for example, a lot of businesses have not come back. I mean, Molly's is closed. It's been there 22 years. She's leaving on this Sunday. It'll be her last day. And I have to hit again. Give me a minute.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. I can tell you this. I'm not champing at the bit. The actual expression is chomping on the bit. And since Jim Buckley was a founding publisher of the Montecito Journal, we can ask him what he thinks. But technically, the horse is not chomping because it's actually a verb that is a chomping is a transitive verb, and you need an object. So a horse doesn't chomp or bite the bit. He champs or grinds his teeth.
Okay, very good.
So the expression is champing at the bit, not chomping at the bit.
Chomping, okay.
I knew you'd appreciate that, being that...
being the avid horseman that I am not.
Well, I meant the avid linguist, yes. Although it was Tim that was always crucifying me on the columns I would write, in a helpful way.
It was always me. It's always me.
Oh, it was always you? Son of a bitch. So, no, you helped me a lot. No, I'm kidding. You helped me a lot. You helped me a lot, and I would love to continue doing that because I love to write, and you helped me a lot.
Good.
So Molly's is closing after being open for 22 years.
Yeah, at that location. I think she's totally 25. She had a couple of years up on the top of in Santa Barbara, downtown Santa Barbara.
And, but she's been reopened. Why is she closing? Is she saying there's less business, or is it, you know, attributing this?
Well, her son opened up a place right next to the Granada. It's called Molly's. And she hasn't been able to come to terms with her landlord, who's just not really maintained the property well. I would say that on the air, but essentially just has given her a hard time, or she's given him a hard time. They don't work together very well. So
she might reappear somewhere else, or she might just...
She already has.
Oh.
Molly's is opened. It's right next to the Granada.
Well, I meant in Montecito.
Oh, well, yeah, she said she sort of left a little bit of hope. If somebody wanted to, had a place that was available, she would consider renting from a landlord who was more considerate, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah. And she's not alone. I mean, there are a lot of people that really hurt business-wise, including the Montecito Journal, I mean, let's face it. So, but we're okay. I have to say that Gillian Christie, who owns Christie Communications, as soon as the mudslide occurred, first thing I heard was from her daughter, Alyssa, who called and said, look, if you need an office downtown, we got it. And we used it because we didn't have an office. We couldn't get to it. And on Coast Village Circle. So she was a lifesaver, and we continued to put the paper out during the entire Thomas fire and the mudslide after effects, et cetera.
And the paper, of course, being the Montecito Journal, talking with founding publisher Jim Buckley. Tim Buckley, his son, pretty much taken over the mantle because Jim is too busy playing golf to be even be interviewed live on the radio. So that's good. Now, I'm still, Jim, go ahead.
I couldn't cancel the tea time. It's three other people who depend on me.
Sure, sure. No, I mean, this is life and death. So I'm still angry. I'm still angry at Caltrans.
Okay. I'm hitting a ball again.
Yeah, right, no, there. Go right ahead. But play through. Follow. What do you call that when you sing? What's up? Now, I've been watching a lot of British TV, and I'm telling you, when you say, if I'm at your door and I knock on your door, what would you say to me when I'm coming to see you and I knock and you answer the door? What would you say to me? Come in. Well, you would try to tell me to go away. But most people would say, come in. But if you're in Britain, what would you say? You would say, come through. A good guy's Doc Martin. He's the doctor, you know. Come through.
Yeah.
You don't come in.
Buckley's here, by the way. So
play,
I'm listening.
Playing through. I hope you're... Is it distracting your golf game at all? How are you doing?
Well, of course, but I'm okay. You know, the first couple of holes, I haven't warmed up, so it doesn't kind of matter much.
And you're walking.
Probably cost me a couple of bucks.
You're walking, and the other guys are two guys walking, two guys in the cart?
Well, Howard the Texan is walking also. Dennis is riding, as is Carla.
Okay. Okay.
Dennis, so, would you mind just yelling out hello before you go?
Hello, boys.
Tell, you know, I got an acting question about drinking coffee. Can I ask him an acting question?
You got an acting question about drinking coffee?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that kind of question. What is it?
Okay, I watch a lot. I remember you and Dennis Franz, NYPD. I watched that. I watched Law & Order. I watched all these cop shows. And they will come up. Somebody will walk into an office holding two cups of coffee with lids and handing it to someone. So you know their brand, you know, their coffee that has just been poured. And
correct.
Even the best shows, they don't take a sip of the coffee. Clearly there's nothing in the cup. And they take it like it's half full. Why do they do that?
Oh, let's see. Well, first of all, I don't blame Russia for what they did. I have no idea. I'm giving you back to Jim. Nice talking.
Nice meeting you, Dennis. You know what? Do you know Dick Wolf?
Well, Dennis does. I've met him, but Dennis does.
Or you tell,
well, I don't know.
Tell, please ask Dennis to pass my question on to Dick Wolf, because, come on, you know, we got to be real. All right, here's the last thing. We'll wrap this up. My guest, Jim Buckley, founding publisher of the Montecito Golf Course. I mean, the Montecito Journal.
Can you let me make this putt?
Oh,
I'm all yours. For
absolutely.
Hang on.
Why doesn't he just put the phone in the crook of his neck? And you can, like, actually tell me to do this. Well, he's putting. You could putt with one hand and hold a phone. You could do something creative. Jeez. Dennis Franz, that wasn't a good question. He didn't like that question.
I like the speed is okay, but obviously not the good line.
All right, just let's sum up the, let's leave the interview with this.
Okay.
I'm still can't believe that Caltrans closed the southbound 101 entrance at Hot Springs Road, creating a nightmare, Coast Village Road. Are they ever going to put in another southbound entrance to
They are.
Replace it?
Yeah, you might get it by 2032, but it'll be there.
Now, I spoke to someone who kind of works in planning, government stuff, representing developers, and that person thought that Caltrans might have actually did that because, you know, maybe that Montecito is a fly in the ointment to them.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you end up? Well, the people weren't dying on that left-hand on-ramp.
No, of course not.
I mean, what was the urgency?
I know, but their book says all ramps have to be right-hand, period, you know, so.
Well, Sheffield exit is still there. They didn't close that.
No. When they do the reconstruction, they're taking away Sheffield too. Yeah, you're right. You should have left it open until they were ready to work. It's ridiculous what they did. Yeah.
I should have asked Dennis Franz that question. Please tell him to ask Dick Wolf about the coffee thing. And thanks for joining me, Jim. I hope you win a lot of money.
Thank you. All right, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for,
It was fun. All right.
Cool.
Talk to you again.
Okay. Bye.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, and I'm going to call someone now who is swimming, and he's swimming laps. Let's see if he's got a waterproof phone.